All right, so thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining on this today's episode. So we're going to be talking about three reasons why you are unhappy in your nursing career. Can we be real for a moment? Can we be honest? You know, I know one thing I'll say is like I know there's some people that will tell you, "Oh my gosh, yes, nursing is just so wonderful all the time. All my patients love me. Oh, like I'm just so fulfilled every day." That may be true for some people, but it's not true for a lot of people, you know? There's a lot of people, for whatever reason, they are very dissatisfied. They are discontent. They're miserable. They're struggling. They feel like they went to nursing and didn't receive what they thought they would get, you know? So there's just some multiple different reasons, honestly. And I just really want to be transparent. I want to be honest because I think a lot of times we're not really honest. You know, we're not vulnerable. We're afraid to say the truth. We're afraid to say, you know what? I don't like it right now. I'm burnt out. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Or we're afraid to say it's not working. You know what? I'm stuck. I'm not, you know, I went into nursing. I'm not seeing my results. You know, I'm struggling, you know? So I want to be real with you. You know, I don't want to just sugarcoat, you know, the reality that a lot of nurses are experiencing. And I want to also mention too, if as well, is that we're having an event, depending on when you're listening to this or watching this or whatever. We're having an upcoming event, and it's gonna be on June 15th, Friday, June 15th. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Pacific Time, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and this is our Life Empowerment Summit for Nurses. Life Empowerment Summit for Nurses. If you need some momentum, you need some motivation, you need some encouragement, you need something to uplift you, to empower you, to continue to go forward in nursing, to you know whatever situation may be. Go to our website and sign up for our upcoming event that we're having this upcoming Friday. It will encourage you. It will lift you up. You know, and we're going to talk about, you know, your purpose. We're going to talk about how to fund your purpose, what that looks like as a nurse or not as a nurse, like what that really means for you. So if you need some encouragement, some motivation, go register for that event. You can go to our website, www.choosing, my goodness, go to our website, www.choosingnursing.net, all right, choosingnursing.net, and you simply what you're going to do is click on the, above the website, at the top of the website, you'll see it there, on the podcast, you can go below this podcast episode, and you'll see the link there. All right, to sign up for our Life Empowerment event. So let's go right into it. All right. So the first reason, number one, that you may be experiencing unhappiness in your career is you went into nursing honestly for the wrong reasons, right? You didn't really go into nursing for the right reasons. You went in, whatever your reason may be, and you didn't really get the full understanding, you know, the full revelation, the full measurement of what nurses do, what is the reality of nursing, or even what are the different, because there's so many different things, different realms that you can explore in nursing. But the truth is that you went into it for the wrong reasons. And now you have this degree that you're not satisfied with, or you know, you have all this student loan debt that you're not able to live in, you know, so you maybe you went into it, or you did it because people told you should be a nurse, right? You did it because it was secure and stable, right? And it wasn't really your heart though, because one thing I firmly believe is that you really gotta be called to be a nurse, honestly. Like, you know, you have to really be called to it, because it's not for everybody. But even if that's your situation, even if you did go into nursing for the wrong reasons, then you can turn that around, right? You can identify, okay, how can I leverage what I do have and turn it into something better? Like, you know, there's a saying that says, turn lemons into lemonade, right? So what can you do? Maybe it's starting a business. Maybe it's, maybe it's helping other nurses to accomplish their dreams, right? So it, identifying, okay, what can I do? What can I, how can I leverage this degree? Because there's people that are desperate to be in your situation. There's people that are desperate to trade places with you. So that may be one of the reasons why you went into nursing. That may be the reasons why you're not happy in your career, because you went into it for the wrong reasons. All right, number two is the second one, is you honestly stopped investing in your career, right? You stopped investing in your career. So what do I mean by this? So meaning that, like, you stopped, really seeking out the CEUs. You just every 2 years you just did the minimum two, sorry, the minimum 30 CEUs. You stopped seeking certifications. You stopped going to nursing conferences. You stopped exploring nursing, right? You got into the habit, or you got stuck into one specialty, and you never tried anything else because of fear or whatever, right? So you stopped investing into your nursing career. You didn't. You were thinking about going to school or going back to school, but you never did, right? You never really pursued hard to get the license, right? Or you gave up on getting the license. So really, and this, these are things, honestly, if you just made these changes today, your life could be totally turned around today. Like, for real, you could experience another life where you find yourself a year from now, or even 6 months from now, saying, wow, oh my goodness, my life is totally different than what it was, a year ago or 6 months ago. I'm so glad that I didn't give up. I'm so glad that, I heard this podcast episode. I'm so glad that I turned things around and did something for the benefit of my life. Because if God led you to nursing, there's a reason why you're here. There's a reason why you got as far as you did, right? It's not time for you to quit. It's time for you to invest in your career. It's time for you to make a transition, to switch things up a little bit, right? So you can experience the fruit of what you went into. Here's number three. Here's the third reason why you may be experiencing unhappiness, is you stopped investing in yourself, right? You stopped investing in yourself. I say this often, but you can't pour from an empty cup. And a lot of us, that's what we're essentially trying to do. You're trying to pour from an empty cup. So you stopped, that work-life balance is so real, right? You didn't really prioritize your health, your body. You didn't go to the gym anymore. You didn't eat like healthy all the time, right? You didn't take this, you didn't do other things that give you joy aside from just working, or your responsibilities that you have to do. But what about, taking a music class? What about doing like some art or some writing? Maybe this is something you're passionate about. What about, like writing a book or something? But you stopped prioritizing you. And because you stopped prioritizing you lost who you are in the process of becoming a nurse. In the process of growing as a nurse, you lost you. And that's why you are unhappy. That's why you are sad, because you stopped making you a priority and you made everybody else a priority. You made your patients a priority, right? You made your job a priority. You made your manager a priority, but you stopped investing in you. What are those things that give you joy that maybe has nothing to do with nursing? Zero to do with nursing. I remember one thing I would often say, I would often feel, on my days off, is I don't want anybody to know I'm a nurse on my days off. No, I know, no, I'm not the nurse. No. I'm just Choma today. No, I just want to rest today. No, I'm sorry, I don't have your medications. No, I know nothing about healthcare. And what it's like too, when you're a nurse and everybody comes to you for advice about everything in health, like, and you're like, I'm sorry, but I didn't go to medical school. I'm not a doctor. No, I don't want to look at what you have. You know what that's like? Like, and then, and even sometimes you'll have that one friend where you'll be in an environment and somebody will not feel well, or it's not even like, it's not like an emergent situation. Because if it's emergent or urgent, you should respond. You should do something. There's a reason why you're there. But you'll have that one friend that you're in an environment, whatever, and they'll say, "Oh, have you hit up so and so? Yeah, they're a nurse. Contact them." And they'll even give them your number. And you're like, "Hey, no, I don't, I want my time off for me. No, I'm not a nurse on my days off." Okay. Like, right? That's the reality. And so that's why you have to set boundaries for your life too. That's another issue too, is that maybe the reason why you're so unhappy is because you stop setting boundaries. Where are the boundaries? You stop telling people, you have to tell people no sometimes, or a lot of times. Let me tell you can still be Holy Ghost filled, Christian or loving person and still tell people no. Okay, you can still tell people, "No, I'm sorry. No, I don't want to do that. No, I'm not working overtime. No, I'm not available on the weekend. No, I can't trade shifts with you. No, No, I'm sorry. No, I don't. No, I'm not doing that. What? You need me to do what? I'm sorry. I don't want to." It's okay, right? Because then what happens is that now you deal. There was a time for me personally when I kept on telling people, yes, I'll do it. Oh, yes. Oh, sure. Yeah. And then what ended up happening is I was unhappy. Now I was miserable. Now I was fighting with my, I was having, dealing with inner turmoil because I couldn't say no. Because I couldn't set boundaries. And you'll discover there's some people in your life that, you'll discover what their relationship with you really means when you start telling them no. Because then you'll realize like this was never a reciprocal relationship. This was really how much can you get from me without me telling you no. Right? So you have to be willing to set those boundaries. I remember there was even, for example, for some of you that are preparing for your exams right now and you're studying for your test, but yet though your sister or your brother-in-law is saying, "Can you watch our kids for like 3 months?" And you need to study for your test, and you say yes. "Can you work overtime for us all the time?" And you have other things that you need to get done, and you say yes anyways, out of the goodness of your heart. And now you're slowed down. And now your life is held up because you couldn't say no. You gotta begin to set the boundaries. Because then what would happen is that when you say no, now you're more happy, right? You can walk in more confidence, you're more bold. And now because you're not straining yourself trying to help everybody, you can operate from a full tank. You can operate from a full cup. And now you have something to overflow from. But if you keep telling everybody yes, there's nothing left for you. That's why they say when you're on the airplane, right? They say put the oxygen mask on you first and then put it on your loved one. Put it on you first. Because how can you help anybody if you're dead? My God. How can you help anybody if you're too exhausted? You're too tired all the time. You have to prioritize you, especially when you're a nurse. All right? So this is it. These are the things I wanted to share with you today as far as three reasons why you may be unhappy in your nursing career. I hope that you found this helpful. I hope it gave you some insight, and I hope that you'll start to implement the things that I share. Once again, on the podcast, I want to encourage you, send me a note, send me a message if you have questions about your nursing journey. If you would like to connect with me personally, if you want me to personally be the one to help you with whatever you got going on, you can go to bit.ly/connectwithchoma. bit.ly/connectwithchoma. I'll put the link below this podcast episode, but you can go to that link if you're interested in me helping you in your journey of becoming of living at work, being a nurse. That was it today. Once again, go to our website to register for the Life Empowerment event. If you have not already, would love to see you there. Thank you so much. It's choosingnursing.net, choosingnursing.net to sign up. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoy this episode. If you can, if you're watching, listen to this podcast, please give us a great rating. It really helps to get more of this message out to more nurses, because there are nurses, like I said, that are depressed, saddened, discouraged, and they need this motivation. They need this mentorship. They need this encouragement. So if you can give us a 5-star rating on our podcast, once again, All Things Nursing by Nurse Choma, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you. What I should say is, I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're an aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or you're a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.